Thanksgiving weekend means millions of Americans will once again hit the road for another holiday homecoming. In this edition of A Fan's Notes, commentator Victor Wishna explains how sports fans are just as thankful for the comforts of home.
We've heard the statistics. Over the next 2 days, some 44 million of us will pack ourselves into trains, planes, and automobiles for Thanksgiving, and perhaps a few more for Hanukkah. Nearly all of us will be headed home. Why? Because even in this age when contact is for lists, touch is for screens, and FaceTime is an app, it's being at home, together with family, that still brings out the best, or at least the most emotional, in all of us. Home is where the heart is. Sports fans know the importance of home, too. Sure, I've talked before about how being a sports fan transcends time and space, how it's a connective fabric that gives you a sense of place no matter where you are. But really, it's better to be home. Just ask Sporting KC. On Saturday, the team came from behind at home, finally beating recent nemesis Houston to win the conference for the first time since 2004, and will now host the MLS Cup Final in 2 weeks. To be at home helps us more than anything, said Dom Dwyer, who scored the winning goal. It's motivating. We want to put on a good show for the fans. Filling home stands is the one way that fans are part of the game and not just its source of revenue. It's called home field advantage for a reason, and it's backed up by the numbers. Toby Moskowitz and John Wertheim, in their book Scorecasting, quantify just how big the home edge is in every pro and college sport. In Major League Soccer, the home team wins a whopping 69% of the time. In the NFL, it's 57%, and higher in Kansas City. Even counting their dreadful seasons of 2012 and 2009 and 2008, and 2007, the Chiefs have won about two-thirds of their home games since 1990, fifth best in the league. That's why the Chiefs' first season loss at home on Sunday felt like such a desecration. It wasn't supposed to happen, certainly not the way it did, in a shootout. Sure, the offense looked alive, but injuries felled the team's and the league's two top pass rushers. And without Tamba Hali and Justin Houston, we have a problem. The combined 79 points were about twice as many as had been scored in any other contest at Arrowhead this season. It was a violation of the sacred acre this team had spent so many weeks reconsecrating. All 137.5 decibels of the loudest outdoor stadium in the world was, ultimately, silenced. In short, this wasn't the home we know. It's enough to make you downright sentimental. But whoever said, you can never go home again, hasn't checked the NFL schedule. As millions hit the road, the Chiefs, like Sporting KC, get to stay home for the holidays and for their biggest challenge yet. The Denver Broncos, probably a bit homesick after their turkey of a game at New England, are coming to our place for Thanksgiving weekend. A win this Sunday, the fourth day of Hanukkah, will, for now, make everything kosher again. The Chiefs can still reclaim first place and take a step toward the playoffs and that all-important home field advantage. It won't be easy, especially shorthanded. But for sports fans, there's no impulse like hope. And there's no place like home.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, author, and sports fan. He makes his home in Leawood, and you can hear A Fan's Notes monthly on this program. You can find more information about all our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, get ready to eat, drink, and be merry. Room 39 chef Tev Habiger joins us with tips for your holiday table. And wine expert Doug Frost recommends a few drinks to help that turkey go down smoothly. The show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Jeremy Bernfeld, in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.